Okay, all set. Now we're talking today to Dr. Allison Primo Black from the American Road and Transportation Builders Association, and tell us about your organization.
Hi, thank you for having me on today. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association is a group in Washington, D.C. We have over 6,000 members that are involved in transportation construction. So that includes the men and women in the companies that are building roads and bridges and transit systems, as well as other modes, as well as the folks who design that infrastructure. We even have transportation officials and researchers who look at some of the issues related to transportation.
And what is the evaluation as far as Illinois in comparison to other states?
Well, in terms of what we did with this report is we looked at the structurally deficient bridges across the country and in each state. And this is data that we get from the Federal Highway Administration. It's actually submitted each year by state DOTs and local governments. In terms of Illinois, there are over 2,200 bridges that are classified as structurally deficient. And that means that one of the key elements of the bridge, usually either the superstructure, the deck, or the substructure, is rated in poor or worse condition. So in terms of the sheer number of bridges, Illinois ranks number 9 in the country. Of course, Illinois has a very large inventory of bridges, over 26,500 bridges in the state. So those deficient bridges are 8% of the inventory, and in that case, you're located a little bit lower on the list. You're number 30, which it's in this case, it's a good thing to be in the lower half.
And what kind of things do you recommend to improve that situation?
The main challenge of what we see across the country is that there just are not enough resources for transportation investment, and this is something that sits on the back of elected officials at the federal, state, and local level. So we've seen a number of states trying to address the issue by increasing their own state revenue. So that's a positive step. One of the big challenges is that Congress does not have the political will to deal with this at the federal level. What a lot of folks don't realize is that the Federal Aid Highway Program provides funding for about half of all highway and bridge construction across the United States. So what happens in Washington, D.C., or what doesn't happen in this case, is something that impacts every state DOT program across the country.
And what do you recommend for people who are interested in promoting this problem and investigating it? Do you have an information site?
Sure. We do. We have the state profiles, and much more detailed information is available on our website at www.artba.org. I would also suggest that folks really think about contacting their member of Congress and advocating for a solution to the federal aid highway program and for funding for the federal program. Congress is coming up to a May 31st deadline. They have to do something to address this issue and provide some revenues to the Highway Trust Fund because, again, that's funding over half of the highway and bridge construction programs in the U.S. So if any uncertainty surrounding that means that we're going to face a situation where we're letting our infrastructure deteriorate even further.
Okay, and we want to thank you, Dr. Allison Primo Black, from the American Road and Transportation Builders Association for talking to us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay, take care.